My name is Masa Mochizuki. I am 31 years old. Today is November 22nd, 2018, and I'm speaking with Shin Mochizuki, who's my father, and we're recording this interview in Richmond, California. I want to hear a couple of things. I'll start with, can you tell me about somebody who had a big influence on you in your life? Like, who is somebody who had a big influence on you in your life?
Big influence. My ex-wife, Debbie Debo. Mm-hmm. And President Ikeda of Soka Gakkai International Buddhist Organization.
And why?
Why?
What influence did they have on you?
From my ex-wife, I learned how to move with my decision, no matter what, because Japanese people are different from American, and they are kind of passive, and American people are opposite, you know. Very positive. So I learned that. And from President Ikeda, I learned the bottom of heart, who you are, and also what's the most important thing as a human being.
For you, how does that play out in your life? Like, what does that look like in how you live your life?
Around 30 years old, I have been changing little by little, you know, attitude, behavior, everything. Before was my focus was only my self satisfaction. But after that, little by little, you know, how to communicate and influence to other people, and how to live together, and how to make a true value as a human.
I want to also hear a little bit, because I haven't heard as much from you, about Oji-chan.
Oh, like, my grandfather.
Yeah, because my grandfather, your otosan.
My father, yes.
So, because it's interesting, because I went to Japan in 2010 with mom, mm-hmm. and I got to go see, I got to go visit Kakegawa.
Yes.
And I got to hear a little bit about, like, family and how everyone was different.
Yeah.
And how Oji-chan was a little bit different. Like, he was a little bit more, like, he liked to... I heard from stories that he liked to entertain people, like host, like.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of thought of you because when I see you like working and also reading like the Yelp reviews for your store, you know, whenever you're working. So I just kind of want to hear about your relationship with Oji-chan.
First of all, my family and Kakegawa City in Shizuoka Prefecture, that my father's hometown, my father's family. Basically, both are educators. Background is education. And my father's older brother was a principal of middle school. And my also my cousin, one is also teacher. And my family, basically, they are scholar at the university. And my father had been working a long, long time at the Ministry of Education. So that is my family background. And my father, entertainment. He likes do something with people. And me too.
what was it like growing up as growing up with Oji-chan, with your family? Like what, cause I...
Yeah, my father took me many places. And also my father loved, you know, painting, drawing, and Japanese calligraphy. And also, you know, making bonsai tree and taking care of those bonsai trees, like a kind of artistic field. And I still, you know, I'm interested in art. So I influenced that, you know, art base from my father.
What about your mom and your siblings?
My mother, she was born and grew up in downtown Tokyo since Edo period. Long time we call Edokko. Edokko means they are born in downtown Tokyo, like Tokyo Bayside. And she learned Japanese style swimming when she was young.
What is Japanese style swimming?
Yeah, that's kind of difficult to explain. That is, you know, samurai and soldiers, they swim, you know, they have a gun or, you know, arrow or something, weapon. And one hand, you have to keep, and only one hand and leg, you know, swim in the water. And ninja, many American people are interested in ninja. Ninja's swimming is no sounds and no wave or splash. And like a sneaking in the water. That is ninja's swimming.
So she was doing that kind of swimming?
Yeah. It's very different from like modern swimming. Yeah, modern swimming is basically, you know, how to make, you know, high speed, right? Olympic game. But at that time, you know, the purpose was not that. Purpose was, you know, in the water, how long you can stay in the water and how to, you know, swim and the, you know, they cannot be found, you know, enemy, by enemy. So that's swimming.
Yeah. What was your relationship with her?
Because
I never met her.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. She died when I was in school, quite earlier. I'm a youngest son, you know, so she was already old. And she was quite, you know, good to people and cheerful and also she could speak out clearly. Edo people, you know, that downtown Tokyo, that people are very clear speaking, so easy to communicate. And I like her, yeah.
What was it, when did she pass away? How old were you?
24.
So yeah. When you were in college?
Yeah, the university.
How did that affect you? Because I'm thinking, like, for me, I'm realizing, like, now that my mom passed away when I was in my mid-20s.
Yeah. Yeah, all the same. Yeah. You know, like a kind of emptiness. Yeah. But at that time, you know, how do you say? I knew already, means I could prepare for her death. So, not the sudden death.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is different. And also, you know, thinking of youngest child, so kind of, you know, thinking of natural way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was still at that time 60 something, still young, but you know, that's okay for me. Yeah, kind of emptiness and sad, but I could accept her death, yeah.
What about, because you met my mom,
yeah,
in Japan.
Yeah.
She was teaching you.
Yeah.
So what was that like? Like, what was, like, how did you all meet? Like, what appeal, I mean, I know that you were learning from her, but like, what, how did I exist? Like, how, why am I here? And sort of what, how, why did we come to America?
Okay. You are second child. First child died. and the doctor said, you know, do not have a baby anymore. It's kind of risky. But we talked about that, and your mom and I tried to do our best, and she took care of her body. And then 3 years later, I think 3 years later, I'm not sure exactly how many years later, but you were born. So, because she really, really wanted to have a baby. Yeah, that was her strong determination. Yeah, so that's why I supported her as much as possible. Yeah.
Why did we come to America? I mean, I know from her perspective, being closer to family,
because my personality is, you know, I wanna have a experience, a new world, not doing same things all the time, same place. That was one reason,
mm-hmm.
So kind of a challenge. And the other reason was, you know, when you, Martha, was preschool and elementary school,
mm-hmm.
always, not always, many times, teacher asked me, you know, because you are different from other children.
Mm.
So, and maybe thinking of you, maybe you would be suitable in the United States, better than Japan.
Mm-hmm.
That is the second reason.
Mm-hmm.
And your mother really wanted to go back to the USA. So thinking of that, those, you know, reasons, then I decided to come to the United States with you and your mother.
I didn't think about that, the fact that you all saw what I was going through. I kind of forgot that everybody else could see that like I would get made fun of at school.
Yeah, because you know, when you say something which was different, you know, teacher never thought that, you know, never, you know, because many children ask teacher regular question.
I had weird questions. I remember one of the questions. I remember. Do you know this story? So
was the educational system.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I remember was, so this is what I remember. I don't know if you heard this story, but I remember we were learning like the Japanese anthem.
Yeah.
And we had the Japanese flag and the Japanese anthem we were learning.
Yeah.
And then I asked, like, why don't we learn other countries' anthems too? and the teacher just said, because we're in Japan. Like, I don't know. But I was really...
I think the teacher at that time, not so many foreign countries people in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So Japanese society, you know, at that time, Japanese society and the people couldn't handle those, you know, foreign people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their questions are different from Japanese people's question.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't know how to react, how to answer. Teacher always asked me, you know, teacher called my office,
mm-hmm.
and Masa said, da-da-da-da-da, I don't know how to do that. And I went to school in the morning, and I talked to teacher. Yeah. So time is different. Now is so many, you know,
you know this from YouTube videos.
Yeah, now it's different.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a little bit different now.
Yeah.
How? What was it like when you came to the States? Like, what was? Because you said that you wanted sort of a new experience.
Yeah.
What was your experience like first coming to the States?
Honestly, it was not easy because many Japanese people came to the United States. They were young. You know, after graduating high school, they came to the United States, and first of all, they went to college or language school. And they transferred to the university, and they got the job. So even they were struggling financially, but young age. But my case, already over 40. And financially, It was so hard to find a suitable job, and also I was struggling financially. Yeah, so very risky. I knew that, but somehow my curiosity was much stronger than that worry. I worried about that risk. Yeah.
Why did you decide to stay all these years? Because you haven't been back at all.
I think main reason, two big reasons. One is you are here, and you are citizens, and the other reason was you know, thinking of same as that age.
Mm.
And you know, after you know, economic changed early 1990, you know, also Japan was so hard to find a job.
Mm.
But I was already living here no matter what.
Mm.
Of course, it was hard, but you know, somehow I had confidence to survive. And One more reason was way of thinking. Legally, I'm Japanese. I was born and grew up in Japan, but my way of thinking and taking action is kind of different from Japanese, more Americanized. So when I was in Japan, I had so many difficulty in my office.
Mm.
You know, always, you know, I felt difficulty with co-workers and boss, and also friends too. But coming here, you know, my American friends, and I was working at Macy's as a graphic designer for 10 years. You know, my clients, they are American. But I didn't feel bad.
Mm.
So that's why.
Why do you think that is? Like, what are your relationships like? Like, why?
It's hard to explain. You know, mm-hmm. If you have both experience,
mm-hmm.
you know, then you can find how different. It's kind of hard to explain. You know, I had been working both Japanese company, American company, and Japanese restaurant here, and so I can find how different.
Mm.
Yeah, I like Japan, but my personality may be different. So that's why it's kind of hard.
Mm.
Yeah.
Kind of thinking about sort of your impression on the world.
Yeah.
How would you want people to remember you? Like if how do you think people remember you now? Like how would people talk about you, do you think? And also if it's any different at all, how do you want people to remember you or talk about you in the future?
In the future means after I die?
Well, maybe. Eventually.
You know, basically my philosophy is cheerful and support, help each other, you know, and with my warmness based on humanity, human dignity. So doesn't matter what kind of job, doesn't matter, you know, people are rich or poor, you know, just face to face, you know, trust each other based on human dignity. That is my philosophy. So I'm trying to do my best in my life, and I don't care who will say about me, good or bad. I don't care. Just doing my best, you know, through my behavior, action. Then naturally, maybe people say, oh, she was so good, da 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 da. But I will not expect that. I don't care.
Do you have any expectations or for me, like what
you what know is, yeah. Okay, I, you know, I wanna say I don't expect, you know, not only you, anybody, because, you know, I'm a Buddhist. I know human beings inside structure, you know, working. If you have a strong expectation, then that expectation would be broken, then you'll go down, or someone, you know, get angry, or disappoint, or no hope, you know, always negative function, you know, occur. So much expectation is no good. But only one thing, expectation, I don't know if this expectation is a correct word or not. The other thing is, if you wanna use the words of expectation, that is only one condition which is always based on somebody's happiness. Based on that, doesn't matter, you know, you have a very bad illness, but or, you know, strong, very heavy car accident and cut your legs, or no money, but no matter what happened, always you can feel happy. That is my expectation. Yeah. But other expectation is no good. Because always, after breaking expectation,
spiral down.
Yeah. That is actually based on, I don't want to talk about religion, but Christianity. You know, always point others. You are wrong. More like that attitude. And expectation is also too much expectation. You know, I want you to be rich. Like that. And that person couldn't be rich, then negative things occur. But only happiness. No matter what happens, I want you to be real happy. That is a good expectation. Yeah.
Hmm. So then, based off of that expectation, when do you feel most happy? What brings you happiness every day or throughout while you're...
One is I like it. Doing something, I like it. And also, at the same time, you know, people's reaction. And they are so satisfied and happy. I look at those people, then I feel so happy.
Mm.
Yeah. So means that is not just only satisfaction. Always connect with others. For example, when I cook something, food, then, you know, my friend or customer react. Wow, so good. I like this, you know, and smile. And when I watch that person's reaction, I feel so happy.
Hmm. Is there anything else that you would want to share?
You know, money is important. But money, status, fame, these don't help your happiness. Maybe just a little bit. But we are human beings, means we need a social life. No matter what, we have to face to other people. And that relationship with other people and important, and also develop your inner life. That is most key point. You know, easy to say, for example, okay, war. Most people are against war. You know, of course, me too. But, you know, if you cannot change yourself inner life or way of thinking, you know, basic philosophy are different, always seeking money and status or fame, you know, or always point other people's you know, mistake, then, you know, we cannot stop the war. Because even war is stopped by some, you know, for example, United States is a strong country and stopped the war. But looking at the society, so many arguments and fighting and killing each other, or suing, you know, there is no dialogue and just to sue, you know, using attorney, lawyer, and no, you know, no dialogue. And so that case, you know, kind of a very small war, you know, in kind of individual or small society's war. So that's why, you know, cultivating inner life is very important. You know, before pointing other persons, you know, you are wrong, you know, before that, you look at inside. And maybe my way of talking was no good, or maybe I hurt, you know, that person, or something like that. Yeah. And always fighting with negative function and raising up the positive function, who you are. Everybody has a uniqueness. So how to develop and raise up that uniqueness in the society, that is the most important.
I can kind of see with that how that might not be very fitting with kind of old school traditional Japanese society.
Yeah, that's why,
yeah.
For example, when I was working at the Kisako and Tamonti,
mm-hmm.
you know, for example, Tamonti, Yelp, almost 5. And Kisako, I left Kisako, and now is 4. Down. You know, people always, you know, like a magnet, come to me, and you are owner, right? They say, I'm not owner, but somehow naturally, my service, my way of, you know, talking to customers, they feel good. That's why, you know, not just only materialistic thing means, you know, food. You know, Tamonti's food is quite good. And the price is, I think, quite good, not too expensive. But people come and they feel good. So cause and effect. You know, if you have a, you know, good cause, and you'll get a good effect. That's it. Very simple.
Ja, arigato.
All right, and we're gonna stop the recording.